We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with a country artist, Canadian country artist, Tex Holliday. So welcome, Tex.
Thank you kindly.
Now,
How's the weather?
Now, you're based in, is it British Columbia?
Yeah, I spend most of my summers up there in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
And this cold winter is like the one they just had. I'm spending down in Texas, now down in Houston.
Okay, so you spend part of your year in Vancouver and part in Houston. Now, you started entertaining quite a few years ago, so tell us about how you got started in music.
Oh, okay. I started singing in the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just suggested to me at the time. I was, you know, playing behind the scenes, playing guitar and writing songs and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Doing mostly rock at that time. And few of my friends at the time had said, you know, you're doing a lot of Eagles type of music. You're crossing over a lot of the time. And at the time, I was very interested in Dwight Yoakam, and Brooks and Dunn was on the scene, and I just loved it. So I started changing directions. So I started singing at that point in time, and then ended up touring, doing, you know, the club scene and that, over in England, actually, in Germany.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah,
that's
so
pretty
that's
interesting.
Kind of where it started.
Okay, England and Germany. Wow, okay. That's great. Now, I was reading some of your inspirations, Brooks and Dunn and Dwight Yoakam, also Keith Urban and Bryan Adams, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the list is really quite much, much longer than that. But, you know, I mean, these days everybody's got 3 seconds to read your bio on the Internet.
Mm-hmm. True.
But I do love those, you know, certain elements about each of those artists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and fortunately, you know, it comes through in different parts of your own thing, because you never really want to sound too much like anybody else, right?
Yeah, definitely you want to have an original sound.
Yeah, and, you know, whether it's Ronnie Dunn's voice or Bryan Adams' songwriting or Dwight Yoakam's kind of punk cowboy way or stuff, but I love certain elements about all that. I mean, I'm a huge music fan myself, so.
Mm-hmm. And you actually wrote songs for others, rock songs for others.
Yeah. You know, it started with, you know, the first song I ever had on the radio was with the Canadian band Loverboy.
Okay.
Which was great. You know, their career had been going for quite a while. I mean, this was, you know, first song, so we're going back about 16, 17 years now.
Mm-hmm.
On their greatest hits record, I had a cut on there, and that was great to hear your stuff on the radio. I mean, it was like, so cool.
It must be extremely cool.
Oh, yeah. I totally remember the day I was coming back. I was flying in from Edmonton, Canada. I was going back to Vancouver. I landed, got off the plane. A buddy picked me up, turned on the radio, and there the song was playing.
Oh, that must be great. What
That's
a great
cool
feeling.
Yeah, you radio people make us very happy. So.
Oh, well, it's all such great talent. We especially love promoting the Canadian talent. So, so much good talent there. Now,
it really is. The Canadians are great. You know, all over the world, everywhere I've been, people love Canada.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good to know. Now, you're an independent artist, and we're playing your song right now. It's actually the your debut single, Wrong Side of Heaven. So,
right.
Did you write this song, Tex?
Yeah, you know, and the story behind it, I know it's brief because we're on air.
Oh, yeah, you can have it as long as you want.
Oh, okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
The story behind the song is this. With all the touring and traveling, I've gone from one side of America to the other. In the opening, you know, it's the City of Angels, Los Angeles, to Miss Liberty, New York City. I was once married to Miss Tennessee. Now, the truth be told, yes, I've been through all these places and you know, played the clubs in these little nowhere towns, and some of them some certain nights of the week. And I had a girlfriend in Tennessee. She wasn't Miss Tennessee, but she was always complaining about the band and all this stuff and how it was always taking me away to all these places and all that. That's all true. Now, the other side of the story is I have a co-writer on it. His name was Kerry Hopper. And he came up with this, why don't we call it the Wrong Side of Heaven part, which was, you know, one of his contributions to the song. And it's really, it's a place, you know, for many people.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just that bad boy place to go hang out, you know, or for the girls to go hang out at the wrong side of heaven. It's just this place we want to go at the end of the week. And that's kind of where the inspiration for the song came.
Oh, that's great inspiration. Great song, Wrong Side of Heaven. Good.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I love the enjoyable factor about it. You know, it's a fun song to play live.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Now, it's from the album Always on Holiday. So you co-wrote, you wrote some of them, and I guess some other people wrote some of the other songs on the album. So tell us about making the album.
Okay, well, I'll start with the players.
Mm-hmm.
The drummer, a guy named Chico Miss O'Malley, his kind of claim to fame real quick is he did early stuff, Avril Lavigne, and then over the last few years he was working with Bryan Adams, bass player, a guy named Dave Taylor, in a band. So Chico really has that kind of Adams groove that I like so much about that part of it. In my bio, you read, I like that thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his thing. The steel guitar player did the Lost Highway album with Bon Jovi, a guy named Kurt Johnson, and did a lot of touring with them through the last few years. So I had him play on some of the songs, and, you know, he was cheering me on halfway through. He says, oh, geez, John should have had this song on his last record and stuff like that. So he was encouraging along the way. The other players that I got involved, the fiddle player, he's just done a ton of work with everybody from the, what is the Irish dance team called? The, can't remember what their name was, but and they had lots of fiddle playing and all that going on. But he did a lot of diverse kind of fiddle playing, so Celtic stuff to hardcore country. So
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Some of the influences I brought on, the record's been taken like a year to complete.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason being is because I personally am one of these people who are never quite completely satisfied with the songs, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like my manager says, oh God, keep him away from the recording. He's going to be changing the song again.
Well, that's good in some ways, yeah, definitely.
Oh, totally. I mean, I know there's a point where you go, look, this record's got to be done, and it will be. For I think June the 10th is our final day of mixing.
Okay.
And we'll hopefully have it ready to go for July the 1st.
That sounds pretty exciting. Yeah, 1st of July.
Yeah. But it's taken a while. I mean, it's taken a year, but it's just because I've been rewriting and
mm-hmm.
listening to the songs and playing it for everybody and going, what do you think? What do you think?
Good. So you're releasing the album on the 1st of July. Do you have any other plans for any festivals or fairs, different things like that for the summer?
Yeah. Bon Jovi and them were just in town, actually. I was talking with the promoter, not the promoter, one of the roadie guys who I've worked with in Florida,
mm-hmm.
actually, and they just got me a booking down in Key Largo to do a tech show in the middle of winter.
Okay.
So I just finalized that on the phone about an hour ago, actually.
Well, that should
but
be fun.
Throughout the summer, I'm really hoping, you know, if the song gets lots of play and everybody's asking for the tech holiday show, I'm really hoping to nail a whole bunch of really great dates on the festivals and all that.
That sounds really great.
Alberta right on through to Ontario.
Good. And
hopefully.
Hopefully. Well, we'll certainly keep our fingers crossed. It's a great song, and the album, I'm sure, is going to do really well. Now, your website is www.texholiday.com, and we can follow you on the website, see when the album comes out, and maybe buy it on there, too?
Yeah. You know, nowadays, everybody's got direct access to downloads online, so of course, you know, and, you know, for people wondering what the content is, you know, what kind of record is this, what kind of recording is it and all that, well, it was recorded in Vancouver, Canada, and partially down in Texas, so it's got both flavors to it. I personally am really I love a sense of humor,
mm-hmm.
so 80% of the songs have a sense of humor to them.
It sounds like,
you know,
a lot of fun.
Called Love My Ride. It's all about a guy who lives his life at 200 miles per hour. By the end of the song, he wakes up from his dream. He's really just a dad picking up his kids from the daycare. But he's a huge NASCAR fan. There's another song about my take on ETs and alien invasions called I Feel Like a Spaceman. There's another guy, one day he gets abducted and, you know, he writes a letter, sends it in a whiskey bottle across the universe back home. Says he wound up playing in the space band. He meets David Bowie and Elton John and all these guys.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that's the kind of entertainment I enjoy.
good. Now, can you get the album on iTunes too once it comes out, or the song too,
Yep.
Wrong Side of Heaven?
Yeah, once it comes out, I think the download is ready to go now,
Mm-hmm.
actually, for folks that they want to go on to the website, just go on to thetexholiday.com and you'll
Good.
be able to find that song. iTunes, absolutely. I think that's kind of the way everybody does it these days.
Good. Now, are you on Facebook or on Twitter also?
Yeah, Facebook, you type in Tex Holiday Musician Band,
Mm-hmm.
and on that site it'll be, you know, the shows that I'm doing, and you can see pictures from, like, last week I did the FBI cook-off show, as they call it, down here in Houston. And they're, you know, you would think it would be kind of a really conservative, sterile show, but let me tell you, they get out of control fun. You know, so I always put pictures up so everybody who's interested to see what my world is about can go on to Facebook and check that out, send a message, say hello.
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, mostly,
yeah,
if I have to sum it up, you know, that's kind of what the record is all about. Is I really believe we must live for the day, you know, have a great time right now.
Great advice. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Tex?
No, just to watch out for the record. If you are inclined, send a message on there. We'll let you know when we're coming through your town or any kind of request. Let us know. Let us know what you're thinking.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks.
Tennessee. It didn't last long. She was always crying. I was playing in the band. We were out all night. Oh, we're me and my buddies are partying now. On the wrong side of heaven, we'll be raising some hell. One of these days I gotta change my ways, but it ain't gonna happen right now. On the wrong side of heaven, we'll be raising some hell. From the neon nights to the honky-tonk fights, baby, heaven and nowhere around. Well, I'm 2 times married, twice divorced, 6 months in, they both ran, of course. What's a girl like you seeing the likes of me? Been everywhere from here to Tennessee. Oh, where me and my buddies are partying now. On the wrong side of heaven, we'll be raising some hell. One of these days I gotta change my ways, but it ain't gonna happen right now. Side of heaven.